you go for a snack, you're going for the chocolate style.
Oh, yeah. I'll go a Crown chocolate biscuit or mint slice or maybe some marble
and
chocolate.
And is this any time of the day or like?
Generally afternoons and then night.
So night your go-to is chocolate?
Yeah, after dinner.
Because I'm leading to this. With your late night snacks, Jules, you go the chocolate, but science reckons we should be eating these kinds of snacks.
Oh, here we go.
All right, now.
Is it leafy greens?
No, it's not leafy greens,
oh, good.
Actually.
Good.
No. So, midnight snacks. Good one. Sliced turkey breasts.
Oh, yum.
Turkey apparently helps.
It's got that sleep chemical in it, doesn't it?
It's an amino acid called
tryptophan.
That's the one, tryptophan, which is known to encourage sleepiness, relaxed feelings.
Which is why people often feel sleepy after Christmas lunch.
A lot of food.
Yeah, a lot of turkey.
So, turkey breasts, cheese and crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, apparently cheese and crackers is a good source of protein, fibre, and it will keep you sustained, just like, you know, full for the rest of the night.
Okay.
This one gets me cereal and milk.
Oh, yeah.
Cereal milk at night.
At the end of, okay. Yeah. As your snack. So you've had dinner. And
so you've had dinner, had whatever.
Yeah, and then you grab Cocoa Pops?
Yeah, Cocoa Pops and some milk, I suppose.
Okay, yes. Sure.
Apparently it's good fibre and protein as well. Warm glass of milk, though. They say warm milk.
Right, okay. Meant to help you sleep better.
Yeah, it's encouraging people to not go to bed hungry. But
I don't think that's an issue for me.
To getting a quality sleep is to have a full tummy.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, sometimes you don't want to be too full.
You don't want to be over full.
Yeah, like buffet.
Yeah, then you're like lying in bed going, oh, I don't feel great.
But you don't want to go to bed hungry.
No.
And that's where it's kind of sad. Where unfortunately, some people in our communities do go to bed hungry, you know?
That's true.
Which is hard to think, you know? So if you are having a bad day, just remember, if you've got food in the cupboards, life is all good.
So chocolate isn't mentioned at all before bed?
Chocolate is not mentioned before bed.
Huh.
I feel like dairy is not good before bed. So milk or chocolate would not be good. Because you get bad dreams if you have dairy.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I get the runs if I have too much dairy before bed.
I don't need that graphic.
But you can get bad dreams.
Yeah.
Dairy can promote something in the brain to have nightmares, which is kind of weird.
Well, let's be honest. I'm not stopping my habits anytime soon. I love my chockey before bed.
You're going to keep eating your chocolate before bed?
Yeah.
Well, fair enough.
What's your go-to snack before bed?
Go-to snack?
Or late night snack?
Oh, late night.
Are you a savoury guy or like a chippies?
I'm an ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream. And what I do is...
Like a Magnum or like a tub?
I'm talking bowl ice cream. A tub.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Peter's.
Yep.
A Peter's or one of those nice fancy ones from the supermarket. That's like $11. But what I do, Jules, I put it in the microwave. I nuke it a little bit. I get it a bit soft.
Yeah.
And I patty cake it. I've always done this.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we were younger, me and my siblings, it would almost be like, who can have their ice cream the longest? So I would patty cake it and I would make it into this like...
Like a mousse.
Yeah, like a mousse almost. Yeah. And then I would eat it. And my brother would always be like, why do you do it like that? I'm like, yeah, well, because you've finished yours. Now you have to watch me eat mine. And I used to really, like, over-dramatise and be like, ha, ha, ha. And it'll be like a mud mousse slide.
Like a bit of a psychological torture there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's what you do as a younger brother, you know. You've got to get the wins when you can.
It's a nice insight to your family life.
It's Jack and Jules here for your Power Brekkie.